Sundiata Sadiq, gentle warrior. His name was Sundiata, and for over 40 years he fought for the freedom of his people. Headquartered in Osnick, New York, Sundiata worked in or led a number of groups working for black liberation and social justice. To list them all would exhaust our time, but just to mention a few, he chaired CORE in Rockland County back in 1968 and 69. In the 1970s, he chaired the Osnick Black Liberation Front, and later, he led the NAACP's Osnick chapter in suits against police brutality, and he helped spark the nation's first environmental racism suit against a notorious Osnick waste transfer station. He shined not just as a leader, but as an organizer, working for freedom for political prisoners. His quiet, reassuring manner attracted younger activists who came to admire and respect Sadiq for how he invited them into the movement and taught them about struggles before their time. Sundiata Sadiq was, despite being a warrior for freedom, a truly gentle man. He talked to people with respect and dignity. He welcomed them. He cared about them, and they could feel it. Moves Pam Africa always spoke highly of him, and when she said, "That's a good brother," you could feel it, for he was. When I met him a few years ago, it seemed like we'd known each other for years. He was a kind, gentle, determined soul, and he loved his people. He was a freedom fighter who will be sorely missed by his partner, Deborah James, by his family, by his comrades, and by his people. Sundiata Sadiq, born 1st July 1955, returned to his ancestors on the 29th of January 2016. We shall not forget you. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.